We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Karen and Kids. We've got a special verse for you today from Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 4.
For every house is built by someone,
but God is the builder of everything.
We're building a house for the Lord.
Brick by brick, stone by stone, we're building a house, building a home. Brick by brick, stone by stone, we're building a house of the Lord.
Imagine if Jesus was coming to your house to visit you. What would you do to get ready?
I'd go and clean up the whole house.
Clean up the whole house.
Get a lot of food.
A lot of food. Do you think Jesus would be hungry? That would be really nice to fix him something special. Jamie, how about you?
I would tell my whole family that he's coming so they can see him too.
Well, that would be a good idea. So everybody would be home.
Right.
Everybody would clear their schedules so they could all be home.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a very, very special visit, I'm sure. Well, now let's say he rings your doorbell, but you didn't quite finish all the things that you wanted to do. Would you still try to take care of all your work? What would you do, Jennifer?
I would talk to Jesus instead of finishing my work.
You think that would be more important to talk to him than saying, hold on a minute? Well, that's what we call focusing on something, isn't it?
Yes.
What do you think we're talking about when we say focus on Jesus? What does that mean, Alexa?
That we're only thinking about Jesus.
That's right. And, you know, there's a wonderful story in the Bible about what it means to focus on the right things. It's a story of two sisters.
Mary and Martha.
That's right. And their story is found in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42.
As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him.
She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made.
She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me."
"Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her."
These were sisters who were very different, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to his every word, while her sister, Martha, never stopped working. She was worried about how clean the house was and what they would eat and what they would drink. And Martha was exhausted. She got mad at Mary because Mary wasn't helping her. And she turned to Jesus and said, "Tell Mary to help." But what was Mary doing?
Mary was worshiping at Jesus' feet. She was listening to his every word.
And Jesus was all that was important to her. She didn't notice anything else. And sometimes we can get distracted from the important things in life by the things that just keep us busy. What was Mary's focus?
Her focus was on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
She was listening to him.
Mm-hmm. And what do you guys focus on?
Well, in school, I usually focus on the teacher.
That's good. Good to focus on the teacher. Yeah. Tyler?
My homework.
That's important, too, because that's the way you learn, isn't it? You learn from your teachers and your homework. Right. Jennifer, what do you focus on?
When I'm reading a book, I focus on the words.
You sure do, because if you miss a couple chapters or miss a couple paragraphs or something, you could miss the most important thing and you would not know the full story, would you?
Mm-mm.
Well, you know, it's wonderful to focus on lots and lots of different things, and God really wants us to focus on all of those things because that builds us up and makes us the people who we are, right?
Yep.
You can learn from your teachers, and you can learn all of the things that you like to do and the books that you read. It's really important. But, you know, God asks us to love the Lord with all our hearts and with all our minds and with all our souls. And we should focus on the Lord. When do we focus on the Lord, Jamie?
When we're in church.
When we're in church. That's a good time to focus. We really remember to focus then, don't
yeah.
we?
When we pray.
When we pray, we're definitely focusing on the Lord, yeah.
When we read the Bible.
Yeah. Alexa?
When we have a really, really big problem and everything keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Chris?
At school.
Yeah, yeah. We can focus on God anywhere and anytime. He's all that really matters. Jesus talked about this in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. Why don't you start, Caitlin?
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
So when Jesus said that Mary was focused on things that could never be taken away from her, he meant that time in his presence had an eternal importance.
Jesus wasn't looking for a clean house or fancy food to eat.
Does that mean I don't have to clean my room? Because it looks like a zoo.
Oh, Alexa, I'm sorry to say this to you, but you know, he still wants us to take care of our responsibilities. And there's a time and a place for everything. When we worship God, sitting at his feet, he wants us completely.
kind, they'll last forevermore.
Things get broken, things get old, lost or stolen,
but that won't happen with treasures from God.
You can't take them away. What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought about it? What do you love? What do you treasure? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
God calls us to be lights in this world.
And the light that shines from us tells others where our heart is.
It tells those around us that we are sitting at the feet of Jesus.
That we're looking to Him for the oil that lights our lamps.
Jesus makes us shine.
Give me oil in my lamp. Keeps me burning, burning, burning. Give me oil in my lamp. I pray. Give me oil in my lamp. Keeps me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning.
Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to focus on You, to sit at Your feet and to learn from You, and help us to treasure You and those around us that You've brought into our lives. Make our hearts clean and open to Your will. In Your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We want to hear from you.
Do you want to join our club?
The Karen and Kids Club?
We'll send you a membership card and our newsletter.
We'll tell you all about our ministry.
So send us your name and address, too. Send it to Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094. Or you can email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Our phone number is 1-800-527-5522.
And remember,
focus on Jesus. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written and produced by Karen Mortimer and Lisa Sampson. Our music is recorded and produced by John Grant at Secret Sound. This program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.